Welcome back, everybody, to Amud Yomi. Today we're up to Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph 11a, and we're on the very top of Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. So we're in the middle of a discussion about Shmuel's halachos regarding a canopy and various discussions which come from there. So comes the Gemara and says Lishna Achrin Amrei La. So some have a different version. So we were discussing last time about the canopy and its relation to saying Kriya Shema if you're not wearing any clothing and you stick your head out. That was last time. Now we have a different version of what Shmuel was talking about. So Amrei Yudamar Shmuel Rav Yishud, and the name of Shmuel said Mutzer Lishon Mekilas Chasanim Besukal Afishi In La Gag. One is allowed to sleep under this Kilas Chasanim, some sort of bridal canopy in a sukkah, because it has no roof, that is the width of a tefach, and therefore it's not going to be a problem. Afalpi shegvoa asar, even though it's 10 tefachim tall, it's still not significant enough to cause an issue. Meisve, we have a question on all of this from a b'raisa. The b'raisa says, Yashem mikilo b'sakol yatsi dechovasa, so it says that you're not going to be yotzei in such a situation. How could this be? Hakam askin b'shiyesh lagag. So that's talking about a situation where there was a roof that was a tefach wide, that's where it's going to be an issue, but otherwise it's not going to be an issue. Toshma, coming here, proof from another b'raisa. Naklitin shnayim, that naklitin has two posts where you put the sheet over just two posts, which causes some sort of triangular type of roof. The kinofos arba, while kinofos have four, and therefore if you spread over a post, it's going to be like a regular roof. Peres agabi kinofos psul, if someone puts a sheet over kinofos, the area underneath it is going to be pasul. Agabi naklitin share, but over naklitin, the two thing where the roof is just going to be a triangle, that's going to be totally fine. Vachli naklitin gavon minha mita asar tfachem, as long as he's naklitin, the posts that are two of them, meaning that causes the triangular type of roof, as long as it's not above 10 tefachim, then it's going to be okay. So comes Gemara and says, this seems to clearly imply how givoh min amita asar psua. But if it were to be above 10 tefachim, then it would be possible, afal pishe in lagag, even though it has no roof. This seems to clearly go against what it says before, what Shmuel said, is that you're allowed to say in this kios chasanam because it has no roof, even if it's above 10 tefachim. Over here, we're saying that if it's above 10 tefachim, it seems like it wouldn't be good. So answer Gemara, no, shiny naklitan dikvi. No, naklitan are going to be different because they're securely in place, and therefore a sheet that's spread over them is going to be considered an independent ohel, even if there is no roof that's a width of a tefach. If it's actually considered fixed, if it's actually considered a permanent structure, let them be treated like kinofos that are going to be usher even underneath 10 tefachim, because they are like a real roof because it has four poles. So answer Gemara, no, magabi kinofos lo kvi, lavi kilo kvi, it's all in relation to kinofos, so naklitin are not considered kvua. In regards to a kilas chasanim, then they are going to be kavua. So again, it comes out that we have three different levels. We have kila, then naklitin, then kinofos. Kinofos, where it has four poles, then it's going to be usher even less than 10 tefachim. Naklitin depends if 10 tefachim or not. Kila is going to be fine, even if it's above 10 tefachim. Good, next. Darash Rabba Rav Huna. Rabba Rav Huna said, you're allowed to sleep in this kila canopy in a sukkah, even though it has a roof that's a tefach wide, even though it's above 10 tefachim tall. So, comes the Gemara and says, Kiman, who's this going like? Rabbi Yehuda, it seems to be going like Rabbi Yehuda. Damar lo asi ohel arayim mevatel ohel kevel. The reason why this seems to be okay is because he's holding that this temporary ohel is not going to come and nullify and disqualify a ohel keva, a fixed type of ohel. It's not because we learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Am Rabbi Yehuda Noah Ganinu Yishon Tachas Amita Bifnei Azakenim." It was our practice that we would sleep under the bed in the sukkah when the Zakenim were there, and they didn't say anything to protest what we were doing, so they didn't correct us. So what it seems to be is that just because we're sleeping under the bed in the sukkah, that's not going to ruin our status of sleeping in the sukkah. Lema halacha Rabbi Yehuda. But if that's the case, why couldn't you just say the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda? Why do you have to give this whole halacha and not just say that we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that the temporary thing is not going to ruin the permanent structure? And it's going to know because we couldn't say that, because Iyamar halacha Rabbi Yehuda, if we said the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, hava min hanimili mita delagaba asuya, you would have thought that this only applies to a bed which is built for the purpose of the area above it, for the bed surface. Aval kila delasocha asuya emalo. But in regards to a kila canopy, which is built for the purpose of the area within it, so you would think that Rabbi Yehuda would not allow sleeping beneath that because that's not actually fulfilling its purpose. So Rabbi Bar Avuna comes to tell us, Taima de Rabbi Yehuda de lo asi ol arayim mevate ol keva, loshna mita veloshna kila. The reason why Rabbi Yehuda has a shita is because a temporary shelter, a temporary ol, is not going to come and disqualify a kavua one, a fixed one, and it doesn't matter whether we're talking about a bed or a kilo canopy, that's always going to be the halacha. So that's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Next, we have a Mishnah which teaches us what qualifies for schach and what does not. We're going to be introduced to a very important halacha here called tasev lo mina asu, that you actually need to make the sukkah. It can't be that the sukkah is already made through your actions being done and now you're just taking away something. It has to be that you're actually making the sukkah. So we're going to see this in the Gemara. Hidla les hagefen. So if someone lifted onto the sukkah a grapevine, vesatlas or a gourd, vesakisos or some sort of ivy, vesiche chagaba, and you covered it with valid schach, psua, the schach is going to be possible. But if there's a lot of valid schach that's more than all these other things, where you cut these vines from the ground, then it's going to be kosher. This is the rule for what's needed for valid slach. whatever is susceptible to tumah, or whatever does not grow from the ground. So this vi is here in this situation is or, not and. So whatever is susceptible to tumah and it does not grow from the ground, you're not allowed to use for slach. But anything that is not susceptible to tumah, now the vi is and grows from the ground, then you are allowed to use that for slach. Good. Now comes the Gemara and discusses more about this. Yosef, Rav Yosef, Kamei Rav Huna. So Rav Yosef once sat before Rav Huna v'Yosef v'Kamar, and he was sitting and saying, "Osh katzatzan k'shera." About the Mishnah, it said, or if he would have detached the vines, the sukkah is going to be kasher. V'amarav, and Rav says, "Tzarach l'na'aneah," that even after detaching the vines, you have to go and shake them and then put them back down in order for the schach to be valid. Meaning, you can't just go and cut it and then have the sukkah right there, because that's this issue of this thing we were discussing of tase velo min ha'aso. It needs to be that you're actually making the thing. So you're going to go and now shake it. By shaking it, it's as if you're putting the schach on in a kosher way, and then that's how it's going to be kosher. This is a shita of Rav. Amar Rav Huna ha'shmuel amara. So Rav Huna says, no, that ruling was said by Shmuel. Adrin Rav Yosef la'pei v'amalei. So Rav Yosef turned his face away from Rav Huna in anger, and he said to him, "Atu mika mina lach de lo amra Shmuel." Did I say that Shmuel did not say this also? Amra Rava, Amra Shmuel. Rav said it, and Shmuel said it also. So Amra le Rav Huna. So Rav Huna said back to him, "Nohachi kamina. This is what I meant to say to you. De Shmuel Amra lo Rav. Really, Shmuel's the one who said that, but Rav is not the one who said that. Rav achshure machshur, because Rav would say that it's going to be a kasher sukkah, even if you did not shake them. Tasav aluminos, he does not seem to hold of. So Rav would say it's going to be kasher even without that. Shmuel's the one who says that you need it. Kihad de Rav Amram chasida, as in the case of Rav Amram Chasida, Ramat Chelta Lepurzma, the Inche Beise. He used to put tzitzis on his wife's beged. So this is a big discussion what that means. Are women chayv in tzitzis? Doesn't seem like, seems like it's a mitzvah saseh she'asman grama, and they wouldn't be chayv. But either way, he held that for whatever reason they are going to be chayv in tzitzis. Maybe because you're chayv at night, so therefore it's no longer mitzvah saseh she'asman grama. But he put these tzitzis on his wife's beged. Talan velo pasak rashe chutin shalem. But he forgetfully, he hung and knotted them while they were a single string without actually severing their tips, so that the tzitzis were made in a puzzle manner. Basically, you need to cut off the tips of the strings in order for it to be kosher. So he put it all on there without cutting the tips of the strings, and he waited till it was on the beged to go and cut the strip, the tips, and that's going to be a problem of tasav elomanasri. Just like it applies by sukkah, that you actually need to make it in a kosher way. You can't have it made and then cut something off to make it kosher. The same thing would apply to tzitzis. So he did this in a puzzle. I also look at Rechia Barashi, and he came before Rechia Barashi to ask what to do. Amar lehachi amar Rav. He said, this is what Rav said. Mafsikon vehin kshir. Just cut off the tips now, and they're going to be good. Because we see this tasav elomanasri thing, Rav does not seem to hold that you need. So I'm up psikasan zuyasuyasan. So what Rav seems to be holding is that just cutting something off is enough to consider it your action that you're making it. So just like cutting off the tips of the tits is going to be okay, so too cutting off the vines for the schach is going to be okay. So the same thing should apply. So what we see is that Rav is going to say that the sukkah is going to be valid even without shaking these newly detached vines, and it's not going to be an issue. Good. So comes the Gemara and says, "V'samar Shmuel lo amrinam psikasan zuhiasi asan." But does Shmuel not hold that we don't say that their severing is going to be their making? V'hatani Shmuel mishum Rabbi Chia. But Shmuel taught in the name of Rabbi Chia. Hiti l'shnei kranos b'vasachas. If someone put tzitzis strings onto two corners at one time, yachar kach basak rashi chutin shalan kshirin, and afterwards severed their tips, the tzitzis are going to be kosher. My lav shekosher v'yachar kach posek. Is it's not talking about a case where he tied them around and only afterwards cut their tips, and yet Shmuel still says that they're going to be kosher. So it sounds like Shmuel also wouldn't hold of this concept of tasav lomana. So it doesn't necessarily have to be that it's put on in a kosher way. Even if you just fixed it after the fact, that seems to be okay according to Shmuel. Meaning Rav definitely, we seem to say, does not hold of tasav lomana. So by tzitzis, we see that clearly, so it shouldn't apply to sukkah either. But Shmuel seems to also not hold of it by tzitzis. So answer the Gemara, lo, cheposik v'yachar kach kosher. No, that case that you tried to prove that Shmuel says that the tzitzis are going to be valid, no, that was a case where you first cut the tips and then tied them, so it was done in the kosher way. So answer the Gemara, posik v'yachar kach kosher, ma'lo memrev. That's really, if you did it in the kosher way, then this is obvious. What are you coming to teach me? So no, mahu detema, without Shmuel telling us this, you might have thought, ba'inan kanaf v'shas psil v'leka kamashmuel, and you would have thought that we require a single corner at the time of threading, meaning that only one corner has to be threaded at a time. And here that wouldn't be the case, because here you're doing two corners that are being threaded at the same time. So you would think that the tzitzis are going to be possible. So kamashmul, and that's why Shmuel comes to teach us that this is not going to be an issue. But this does not teach me anything about the fact that Shmuel would hold this by sukkah, because by sukkah, Shmuel would certainly hold tasav elomana asui. It needs to be done in a kosher way. This specific case of tzitzis is done in a way where it's going to be fine for other reasons. So this is Daf Yud Aleph from an Aleph. Everyone should have a wonderful day.